He wanted to learn archery. But Dronacharya refused to teach him archery. He requested so much, but again and again he refused. Then he returned back in the forest. He made a statue of Dronacharya. And he practiced there in front of that deity. And then he became so perfect in archery. In the meantime, one day, Dronacharya, with his all disciples, Arjun, Yudhishthir, Bhim, or Duryodhan, Dushasan, all, he came to that forest. Oh, they have with them a dog. He was barking. In the meantime, they saw that the mouth of the dog is full of so many arrows. No scratch, nothing, but it was so full that he could not bark. They at once became very wonder that who did this? No scratch, no wound, no sore, nothing, and full of arrows, and he cannot bark. When they went more forward, they saw there was a very black, very strong, ferocious, a person, a boy. Oh, Dronacharya at once went to him and told, "Oh, who are you? What is your name and what you are doing?" He told that, "Oh, I want to learn archery, so I'm here practicing archery." Then he told that, "Oh, who is your guru?" Then young boy replied that, "My guru is Dronacharya, you." Oh, in front of him I am practicing, and now I have been perfect in this archery. Dronacharya told that, "Oh, I see that you are perfect now in archery, so I want that you should give me some dakshina for this." If a disciple, after taking initiation and learning all these things, if not giving dakshina proper, then all what he has learned, it will go useless. No fruit.
Ученик получает от гуру посвящение и учится от него чему-то, но после этого не дает ему должным образом даршину, то все знания, полученные от гуру, он теряет.
So there is a custom, rule and regulation that after taking initiation or being perfect, a disciple should serve his Gurudev and give him proper dakshina.
Поэтому существует такое обычай, что после того, как ученик получает посвящение от гуру, начинает под его руководством учиться, он должен дать ему соответствующую дакшину.
That young boy, he told that, I want to please you, I want that, how I can please you, and what dakshina should I give to you? Dronacharya smiled. And then he told that, I want dakshina, your right thumb. At once he took his sword and cut out. And he gave it to Dronacharya. Dronacharya became happy. Having this dakshina, why he did so? Because when a club went to Dronacharya for archery, Dronacharya was a real guru, sadguru, but of archery. He was also bhakta, but not so high class. But he was bhakta.
Дроначарья был гуру, который учил стрельбе из лука, но также был садгуру, и он был бхактой. Но правда, он не был бхактой самого высшего уровня.
He knew the mood of Eklavya.
Он знал настроение Эклавья.
Because he wanted to fight with Arjuna and Krishna and to kill both.
Эклавья хотел сражаться с Арджуной и Кришной и убить обоих.
He was friend of Duryodhan, Shakuni, Javan, Jarasandha, Kansa. Especially he wanted to defeat Arjuna. But Arjuna was very high class of devotee of Krishna. And that is why Dronacharya took his right thumb because he cannot now shoot without the help of this. So now we see that Eklavya learned archery from Dronacharya, and he pay a high price for dakshina to Gurudev.
Итак, мы можем видеть, что Эклавья научился стрельбе из лука от Дроначарьи и заплатил очень дорогую цену за это, очень дорогую дакшину отдал своему Гурудеву.
So it appears from outwardly that, he was high class of devotee and disciple.
И может показаться, что он был возвышенным преданным и настоящим учеником.
But if anyone wants to rival? Competition. Not only in bad way. To kill, to defeat, to take revenge. He is not really disciple.
Если кто-то пытается как-то с кем-то соперничать именно с такой с недобрым чувством сердца, если он хочет кому-то отомстить, то такого человека нельзя назвать настоящим учеником.
A real devotee, he should honor his all God brothers and God sisters.
Истинный преданный должен выражать почтение всем своим духовным братьям и сестрам.
Otherwise he cannot be disciple. So you should honor each other. Try to give up all your honors.
Постарайтесь отбросить все свое нарты.
Otherwise you are not disciple.
Иначе вас нельзя будет называть учениками.
So, this Eklavya is not a pure disciple. For so he became the disciple of Dronacharya. But later on what became?
Eklavya не был настоящим учеником Dronacharya. Он стал им таким искусственным образом. И что в конце концов получилось?
He went to fight with Krishna himself.
Он захотел сражаться с самим Кришной.
And Krishna took his chakra and he cut the head of that demon.
И Кришна, когда выпустил в него свою чакру, и чакра отрубила голову этому демону.
So he was a demon, not disciple or devotee.
Таким образом, Калавья был демоном, а не преданным, не настоящим учеником.
We should try to be like Arjun, not like Eklavya.
И мы должны стараться стать такими, как Арджуна, а не как Калавья.
And you should be very careful.
И мы должны быть очень осторожными.
So, the persons, the devotees, who are like Eklavya, or really they are not disciple and no devotee.
И преданные ученики, которые ведут себя так же, как Eklavya, они не являются настоящими преданными и учениками.
Be very careful.
Будьте очень осторожны.
Oh, another example.
Можно привести еще один пример.
Oh, there was a young boy named Devabrata, and after that he became Bhishma Pitamaha.
Был юноша по имени Девабрата, который впоследствии стал известен как Бхишма Питамаха.
Oh, he was son of a great king, emperor, like Shantanu, and mother Ganges.
Его отцом был великий император Шантану, а матерью его была Ганга.
When he, Bhisham Pitama, Devabrata, became more younger, then once, anyhow, this Ganga left his husband and quickly went to heavenly planets.
Когда Девабрата был еще совсем юным, Ганга оставила своего супруга и ушла на райские планеты.
He has broken the word that he has given to Ganges.
И он нарушил слово, которое дал Ганге.
What word he has given to Ganges?
Какое слово он дал Ганге?
Oh, before marriage, Shantanu saw Ganges very beautiful lady.
Прежде чем жениться на Ганге, Шантану увидел прекрасную девушку.
And then he prastav ke ki bole?
Proposed.
He gave a proposal to Ganges that I want to marry you. Ganges told that I can marry you, but there is a
condition.
And condition is that you should not do anything against my will.
Ганга сказала, хорошо, я выйду за тебя, но у меня есть одно условие. Ты не должен ничего делать против моей воли.
If you'll do against my desire, at once and quickly I will give up you.
Если ты поступишь против моего желания, против моей воли, то я сразу оставлю тебя.
King accepted that proposal and marriage was done.
Царь согласился на это условие и состоялась свадьба.
Oh, after some time, Ganges became pregnant and gave a very beautiful child.
И спустя некоторое время Ганга забеременела и родила прекрасного ребенка.
But when child took birth, she took that child and gave in water.
Но когда ребенок появился на свет, она взяла и бросила его в воду.
And thus child was died.
И ребенок утонул.
So 2-3 times it became like so.
И так повторялось 2 или 3 раза.
Now in 3rd or 4th om, at the birth, very beautiful and powerful boy came. And then Ganga Devi took him and he wanted to throw out in the water that he should die. O king told her, don't do so. I don't want that you should give up all my children to water. I want to save this boy. Then Ganges at once told, oh, I am now going to give up you divorced, and forever I will not come to you, because you have
broken your vow.
And Ganges at once went to heavenly planet. After that, this boy became very strong and very young, very beautiful, long personality. When he became like 24 years, oh, King Shantanu, now he was very much remembering his wife Ganges. Feeling so much separation for her. One day he was anyhow out of his kingdom, going here and there to forget that thing. Oh, he saw a beautiful girl. She was most beautiful, young lady like 16. He was so much attracted to that girl. And he went to his father, her father. King told that, oh, you are my subject, and your daughter is very young, and I like to marry her and to make a queen. Her name was Satyavati, the mother of Vyasadeva. You know Vyasadeva? Who wrote Srimad Bhagavatam? So, he was so attracted that he gave a proposal to her father that I want to marry and to make her my queen. But his father rejected that proposal. Because he knew Shantanu, Bhishma and all. He knew that Devabrata, Bhisham Pitama, is son of Shantanu Maharaj, and after his, he will be the proper heir of that king and he will be emperor.
Он знал, что у Махараджи Шантану есть старший сын Девабрата или Бишма Питамаха, и что когда он вырастет со временем, он станет наследником императором.
Шантану Махарадж has so much love and affection for Devabrata, so he cannot do anything against this.
Шантану Махарадж так сильно был привязан к Девабрате, что он не смог бы ничего сделать против него.
But he was very shy for that girl.
He was
sad.
He could not be shy. И он не мог жениться на этой девушке.
Anyhow, when Devabrata, Bhisham Pitama knew that my father is very worried for that girl, without taking any permission from his father Shantanu, he directly went to that person who was the father of that Satyavati.
Бхишма Питамаха знал, что его отцу очень понравилась эта девушка Сатьявати. И тогда он сам без разрешения отца отправился к отцу Сатьявати.
And he told that, do you know who am I? I am Devabrata, you know? Oh, he told that, yes, I know, you are the son of that king Shantanu.
Он спросил, ты знаешь, кто это такой? Я ответил, да, я знаю, ты сын царя Шантану.
No. And he did pranam to that Devabrata, his father. Gave a good seat to sit. And then Devabrata told that I want that you should give marriage to my father, your daughter. I know your proposal. I promise that I will not marry. I will never take the kingdom. I will not be king. If a son will come from your daughter, oh, I promise that he will be king. All demigods are sakshi, evidence for this. Air and sun is evidence,
witness.
Oh, at once flowers were thrown on him from heavenly planets, shower of flowers.
Oh,
you can do like this, anyone cannot do like this.
Никто не может поступить подобным образом.
And then, oh, the father of Satyavati, oh, took his daughter and went with Satyavrata to the king and gave marriage to his father.
И тогда отец Сатьявати взял свою дочь, отвел ее к царю Шантану и отдал ему в жены.
Father told he was a high class of devotee. He told that, oh, my son Satyavrata. Anyone cannot do like this. So, I am giving you this boon that in your life death cannot come to you and without your desire you cannot die.
И тогда Махараджа Шантану был очень доволен своим сыном Девабрате. Он сказал, что вот, дорогой Девабрата, я даю тебе благословение. Тебя никто не сможет победить и ты умрешь только тогда, когда сам этого захочешь.
So he was so strong and he has conquered the death even. Yes. You know, Bhishma Pitamaha is one of the Acharya Mahajana. Shankar, Brahma, Narad, Sanat Kumar, Yama, Kapil, Manu, and Narad, Jana, these are 12. Among them, Bhishma Pitamaha is prominent.
Shiva, Brahma, Narada, Yamaraja, Prahlada, Kumara, Janaka, Maharaj, etc. Bhishma is one of the most famous.
He knew all kinds of knowledges, like Krishna Tattva, Brahma Tattva, Maya Tattva, Jiva Tattva. So he is one of the Mahajans. He used to love and to give honor to all the devotees, top to bottom.
Он выражал почтение всем преданным, как самым возвышенным, так и преданным самого низшего уровня.
But even to fulfill the desire of Krishna, he fought from Kaurav, Duryodhan side.
Но по воле Кришны вышло так, что он сражался за Каурав, на стороне Дурьодхана.
Krishna has promised that I will not fight and I will not take any weapon in Mahabharata battle.
Krishna дал обещание, что я в этой битве Махабхараты сам не буду сражаться, никогда не возьму в руки оружие.
But Oh, Bhisham Pitama has a promised that, oh, I will fight with Krishna, and Krishna is bound to take weapon.
Но Бхишма Питамаха, когда дал со своей стороны обещание, он сказал, что я буду сражаться с Кришной, и Кришна придет за твои руки оружие.
So, he was so high class of devotee, that for this devotee, Krishna broke away his promise. And he took weapon, and when he took his chakra, all were feared that now Bhishma Pitama is dead.
И Бхишма был таким великим преданным, что ради него Кришна нарушил свое обещание. Он взял в руки чакру, и тогда все испугались, что сейчас Бхишма будет убит.
But Arjun stopped Krishna begging, and he was on the feet of Krishna. Told that I am enough for Bhisham Pitama, why you should take weapon? But he took. But Arjuna stopped him to fight with and to kill Bhisham Pitama.
Но когда Арджуна остановил Кришну, он стал ему молиться, прибавил к нему стопам, он сказал, что я сам буду сражаться с Бхишмой, и я сам смогу победить его. Ты не должен брать в руки оружие и убивать его.
But still he was bhakta, but what class of bhakta? Anukullena Krishnanu Shilanam, and then Anna Vilashita Sunna. He has no Anna Vilashita. Nothing at all. What he did only to fulfill the desire of Krishna. But yet, Jnana Karma Adi Anabritam. Oh, this, it comes for Bhisham Pitama. He was Jnani Bhakta.